Hi, I'm Kashfa Romana and I'm a graduate student at Utah State University. The objective of my talk was to determine subsurface evaporation rate and soil heat flux by implementing a heat pulse probe array for high-resolution measurements. In order to determine subsurface evaporation rates, a sensible heat balance approach was applied. The hypothesis of this approach is that the residual to the balance of sensible heat terms represented the heat partition to latent heat with vaporization. In this experiment, a heat pulse probe array consisting of one hexaneedle and one pentaneedle heat pulse probe was used. So this array provided a vertical soil temperature measurement starting from surface down to 27 millimeter depth, along with the thermal properties that are thermal conductivity and thermal diffusivity. So using the measured soil temperature at any given three depths, along with the calculated thermal conductivity, conductive heat fluxes for those two depths were calculated, as required by the sensible heat balance method to determine subsurface evaporation rates. Now moving on to the results part. If you look at the graph on top, it shows the comparison between the calculated evaporation rates from load cell measurements and the summation of subsurface evaporation rates for individual layers calculated by heat pulse probe. So the transition between stage 1 and stage 2 occurs at around 90 hours, as recorded by the heat pulse probe. So this suggests that evaporation occurs at the surface and possibly down to 3 to 4 millimeter depth. But since heat pulse probe cannot measure surface evaporation, the comparison is essentially limited to subsurface evaporation measurements. So if you look at the inset figure on top for evaporation rates, you can see that the diminishing evaporation rates for individual layers are recorded by the heat pulse probe. So the general trend is that for shallower depths, the larger evaporation rates occur at earlier times, and for deeper layers, lower evaporation rates occur at the later times. So from the figure, we can see that our measurements are consistent with the trend. As the drying front moves further below the surface, the evaporation rates diminishes, and our measurements are consistent with the heat, with the water balance method. If you look at the graph at the bottom, which is the calculated soil heat flux, you can see that the divergence of heat flux density with depth is consistent with the expected heat storage and the heat flux density with time, as the drying layer moves further below. At last, I'd like to conclude by saying that a key to estimating near real-time thermal properties is unsensor fitting of thermal properties from temperaturized data. And this is possible with the applied heat pulse design in this experiment. If you're interested to learn more about this new heat pulse probe design and its functionalities, please stop by my poster. The poster number is 1442. Thank you.
Any questions?
So we use inverse fitting algorithm to back calculate the temperaturized data that we collect to optimize the thermal properties.
For the whole measurement duration, what portion of the measurement do you fit?
So after firing the heater, we collect data for 60 to 120 seconds, and we use that temperaturized data to optimize thermal properties.
Thank you.
Thank you.